Welcome to this week's Lazy Runners. A lot has happened since we last were on the air. The World Cup 2023 has selected a preferred bidder. It's South Africa. Ireland and France aren't very happy at all. There's been a lot being said about how unhappy they are. Thunder, so the Springboks are in Dublin at the moment. Ireland are going to be waiting for them, and there's going to be a lot of emotion on that game.
There will be a lot of emotions, and most of them likely are rugby related. It should be an interesting match between two very good sides.
The Boks, they've played some great rugby this year. They've really done well, but this is almost like the defining moment of it, because if they win this game, then the year's been quite a success. It's been a success, Thunder, come on.
They've played good rugby, and to say this game will define the year, no, not really. Let's move away from that. Let's just hope that we'll get a positive result against Ireland away from home.
The other thing, the Boks beat them twice last year. I think from where they were, if they can repeat what they did in New Lens at the Aviva Stadium, I think the Springboks should win.
There was a lot of emotion over the New Lens match, but the one thing I like about the Springboks, the pack, for example, if they come to the party on those heavy grounds in Dublin, that gives us a chance. Now, my biggest worry this season has been the back line. If they can play to their potential, then it could cause the Irish a lot of problems.
If you look at some of the European rugby that we've been seeing in the last week, or so, guys like Chisholm, Colby, Franstein, Jan Saffenstein, a lot of South African players starring in Europe, and there's a lot of questions why a lot of them aren't playing here, but Ellis is obviously going for continuity. He wants to build a side up and hoping that that will take them through, that players that teach it.
New players can always join a winning side, and that's never a problem for me. The guys who are playing in Europe, when they were here, some of them could not make the team. Going forward, they'll have to force themselves into their team, and I just hope we get the selection right.
Prediction time, I think if the Boks get on a roll, if they do anything like they did in New Zealand, they're going to get on the roll, they're going to win by 10 points.
Okay, let's start with 2 points, and let's work it from there. A penalty, a late penalty by Andre Pollard in the dying seconds of the match. Who won is the match?
Ever the optimist. And of course, there's a lot of other rugby here this weekend as well. Start with the smallest one, Scotland Samoa.
Samoa always up for that match. Samoa by two.
I say Scotland is probably going to take that one there. Wales, Australia, I think Australia is probably going to have too much there.
Let's give it to the host by about five.
England, Argentina. I don't think Argentina are quite where they are. They've lost a number of games. England are looking good, I think England's quite easy, yeah. And then, of course, after the Springbok game on Saturday night, New Zealand, France. And to me, that's also a one-sided affair. I think the All Blacks are just too
bad. The All Blacks weren't great against the Barbarians last weekend.
They still won comfortably.
Yeah, but they weren't great. There are areas that they can be attacked in.
All Blacks by 20 in that one.
All Blacks by 8.
Of course, all these games will be live on Supersport this weekend.
And we'll be streaming all the live action on our DStv Now app.
And Tad will be doing a blog. You're doing a blog, right?
Yeah, definitely. I'm doing a blog.
He'll be sounding like Barry White, but he's doing a blog anyway. So give him some stick about his predictions. We'll see you next week when we know the Springboks.
Hang on. Western Brabants are the new Currie Cup champions. We need to reflect such things in life.
We're talking international rugby here. Next week, we'll know if the Springboks kicked off their tour on a winning note. See you then.
Bye.